You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Chicken keeping. As a companion piece to this week's newsletter and blog post, we thought we'd share our latest adventures in expanding our garden ecosystem. Chicken keeping has been up and coming over the last few years, and while we were hesitant to jump in head first, we've finally taken the plunge. To keep chickens, you need a coop and a run. The run is an area for them to walk about, scratch and peck, hunt for worms, etc. And you'll also need food and water. Now, we highly recommend organic soy-free layer pellets. That's if they're laying. And the reason for that is because there has been arsenic found in non-organic feed. So, and it shows up in the eggs, which shows up in children, etc. We also like black oil sunflower seeds for snacking. Stay away from scratch. It's basically candy, and they don't need it. And throw in some calcium in the form of crushed oyster shells. And that gives them enough calcium to form hard shells around their eggs. With all of that, you have just about everything you need. Now, chickens like to take dirt baths, which is awfully cute to watch, so make sure they have access to soil. It helps keep them free of lice and other critters. We also use pine shavings for bedding because it helps keep critters at bay, and it absorbs moisture readily, which makes for easy cleanup on a weekly basis. To find out how we built our coop and run, visit the Garden Nerd blog. And also this week only on the website, you'll find a link to a helpful chicken keeping book while you're at it. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.